We say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 1:6 through 2:2. The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face that he will not hear. Isaiah 59:1-2. That at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of the twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Ephesians 2:12-16. If ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. If ye die in your sins, whither I go, ye cannot come. John 8:24-21. Think with me for just a few minutes tonight on a basic lesson that is emphasized in these few verses, as we think about the subject of tearing down the wall. What is indicated in these verses and in many others that are taught in the Bible is that there was in the beginning a line of fellowship between God and man. God made Adam and then Eve and placed them in the Garden of Eden in a sinless, beautiful set of circumstances. But it didn't last too long. Something came upon the scene and affected that fellowship. Somewhat in that same sense that we've just discussed in general, but more in a specific way, there is a line of fellowship between God and each individual human being when that person begins life. And for a period of time in the earlier development of that life, where there is complete fellowship between God and man. We believe that when a little baby is born, that little baby is innocent and safe in the arms of Jesus. In fact, when we understand the teaching of the Bible, we have to go back even before that time of birth and believe that there is a soul conceived at the beginning of the growth process that eventually develops into birth and into the life process itself. And in that period of time, in that development, until one reaches what we have referred to as the age of accountability, some age when one is held accountable in the sight of God for his sins, there is that complete fellowship between God and man. If sin had never come upon the scene, that fellowship would never have been broken. But sin did come upon the scene, as far as the human race is concerned in the Garden of Eden, and as far as each individual is concerned at some point in life when that person becomes guilty of sin. And there is, in a sense, a wall that begins to be built that separates, and particularly in that passage of Isaiah 59, you notice He said, your iniquities have separated between you and your God. There was that line of fellowship with no wall, no barrier, no separation. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And he says, your sins have hid his face so that he will not hear. He is capable of hearing. But sin, you see, begins to build that wall. And the more one lives in sin, the bigger that wall gets, particularly in the sense of what it may take to tear it down. One continues to do things that are wrong and violate the will of God and builds that wall of sin. Now, there is a picture, in a sense, of the situation that existed at the time that God cast Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden. They had been in that complete fellowship with God. But Satan came on the scene, tempted, Eve yielded, Adam yielded. God fulfilled his promise where he had said, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And that word die there is a word that really means separation. Separation between man and God. And in that very day, though it reaches out into our time with another application, in that very day, there was that separation. And Adam and Eve were cast out of the Garden of Eden. That wall of sin was built. And that wall of sin would have stayed there if it had not been for that which we emphasized in the morning lesson. Jesus came to save the lost. He came to save sinners. He came to give us eternal life. He came to reconcile, to redeem, to be the propitiation, to be the Savior. That wall would have stayed there if Jesus had not come. Bringing it to the second line of thought that's before us tonight with each of us as an individual. As one reaches the age of accountability and understands the need of Jesus as a Savior and is accountable for his sins, and we cannot identify that as a chronological age, but as a type of situation, he, as an individual, in that same sense, begins to break that fellowship that's there. The little baby is safe in the arms of Jesus. As he grows into early childhood, he's still safe in God. But there comes a time in life when God accounts those sins and causes man to be accountable for them, each individual to be accountable. And from that time on, as one begins to make mistakes, he begins to add sin. And that wall continues to get even bigger and bigger and bigger as sin continues to be built and to put that wall that separates the fellowship between God and man. But you know, as sad as the scene is to this point, that's not the end of it. I don't know, perhaps you have, as I have sometimes, seen a wall that you just couldn't go over, you couldn't go around, you couldn't go under, and you couldn't go through. And if it had not been for Christ, that's exactly what that wall would be tonight. If Christ had not come upon the scene, since sin had separated in the general history of man, and sin separates in the case of each individual, that wall would have been such there would have been no way over it, around it, under it, or through it. It's too thick to penetrate. But Jesus came on the scene and offered salvation to where sin could be taken care of. Couldn't be taken care of in any other way. But Jesus, by shedding his blood, made it possible that every sin, did you notice there in 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin? Titus 2:11 again, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Hebrews 10:9 and 10 includes the statement that Jesus Christ was offered once for all. And so the blood of Christ was such that he was able, with the power of his blood, to take all of those sins away as far as mankind is concerned and make it possible for there once again to be that line of fellowship that's described in 1 John 1:7 as a way of walking in the light. To where if we walk in the light of God's love and God's grace and take advantage of what Jesus has done, to mankind there was offered an opportunity to tear down that wall of partition mentioned between the Jews and Gentiles. But reconciliation is mentioned in that passage even between man and God. To tear down that wall so that once again that fellowship could be restored. And in the case where each individual, where you and I as an individual, reach that age that we begin to make mistakes and begin to build that wall of sin, Jesus died for you and for me in such a way that by obedience I can remove every sin from my life, and you can remove every sin from your life, and once again, not on our merits, but on the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ, restore that fellowship between God and man once again. But you know, there are two things that are necessary for each of us to restore that fellowship. When you stop and think about the idea of the fellowship being broken and sin being put up in such a way that there is that wall of sin between man and God, there are two things that must happen. And sometimes people try one of these without the other. Number one is to tear down that wall, and number two, don't build it back. Don't add any more brick to it. There are some who have this wall of sin there and who determine to live for Christ, and maybe they began doing good and even claiming to worship Him. But they refuse to obey the gospel plan of salvation, and though they reach a point in life that they do not wish to continue doing any more wrong, do not wish to continue adding to that wall, they never take that wall down because they're never obedient. They rebel against the commandment of being baptized into Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You think about the number of people that exist in the world today, even in our own community, who are good people and who are not interested in building on that wall, but they've never torn the wall down in the first place, because they have not submitted themselves to what God requires for the wall to be torn down. On the other hand, there are those that I know, and perhaps you too, who have sincerely obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ and torn down that wall of past sins. But just a few days later, they began to make mistakes, and you can't tell much difference in the kind of life that they're living now than the one before the time that they obeyed the gospel, and they began to put that wall back up again. And even on the part of those who are Christians, there are times that there are erring Christians who will say, well, I'm coming back, at least in their own mind, and I'm not going to do any of these things again. I'm not going to neglect my worship and my service again. But they never confess their faults one to another and pray for them, James 5:16. How can that old wall be torn down if we don't tear it down God's way? Again, on the other hand, there are those who will come confessing their mistakes and tear down that wall, and then tomorrow, same thing over again, adding to it again and again. Folks, it takes two things to restore and keep fellowship with God. One is tear down that wall to where the blood of Jesus Christ can seal that line of fellowship once again. And then live as humble, penitent Christians, confessing our faults and repenting of our sins, and constantly praying to Christ, praying without ceasing, and walking in the light so that His blood can continue to cleanse. And that word cleanseth there is that idea. It cleanseth us from all sin and keeps that line of fellowship open between us and God. There's only one thing that can separate between man and God, and that's sin. There's only one thing that can take care of that sin, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. And there are two basic concepts that are involved in our applying that blood of Jesus Christ. Tear down that wall through obedience, and then keep it down through humble, penitent service. It seems to me that since this is the last Lord's Day of the year, and this is the last service on the Lord's Day that we'll have in 1988, that it behooves each of us to really stop and in a personal way look at this idea. Do you have this line of fellowship between you and God tonight? Or have you let sin separate and build that wall to where you need to take that wall down and through the blood of Christ restore that complete fellowship with Him and keep that wall down by living for Christ each day? You need to be baptized into Christ as a penitent believer to tear down the wall of past sins, Or as an erring Christian, if you need to come back in penitence and confession and prayer to tear down whatever wall has been put there, remember, the blood of Jesus Christ can tear down every brick in that wall. If we will just be obedient to Him, we can have that fellowship with God. If you need the help of Christ to tear down that wall of sin, won't you come as together we stand and sing.
Bring Christ.